Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back and welcome to my show guests this afternoon. Bank All Sway, hello.
Hey Tony, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. You've come all the way from Brighton.
All the way.
Yeah. It's not that far. It's not the end of the world, is it? But Alice, hour?
Yeah, just under actually. It wasn't too bad.
We did good time on the old road.
Speeding through, yeah, we're good.
Good stuff.
Safely, mum and dad.
Nice and quiet. I was, I think something from that way was coming up earlier on. They had a big scooter run, and there'd been all these like 60 scooters all around Brentwood. You kind of missed them. So you're a four-piece band from Brighton. Alex, Matt, Isaac, and Dominic. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct.
Right, let's get these in order. Who does what?
So I'm Alex. I do the singing, and I play some guitar as well.
I'm Matt. I also play guitar.
Isaac, I'm percussion slash drums.
Dominic and I do the bass and also some backing harmonies.
Are you all from Brighton or are you from different places?
So I guess we come from different places, but we all joined together, convened at Brighton University.
Can I ask how old are you? Because you're young, aren't you?
I'm 21.
I'm 20.
Yeah, 20.
I'm 19.
Ooh, youngsters.
I'm so young.
So Matt's the old man in the group.
Yeah, he really is.
Tell me about your music journey. What made you get into music at such a kind of young stage, your early life?
I feel like just... generally, as people, we've always been interested in music. And all of us individually write our own songs as well. So it's a big creative force in the band. And then we joined the music society at the university. And it just kind of, we all just got sucked together by fate. And then here we are today.
Did you all meet in university?
Yeah, we did.
So you're at university. But I know you do quite still a lot of gigs at university.
Every 3 weeks or so we do house band nights because we're the house band of the student bar.
And so
we do house band nights there, and we get lots of music society people to play, support the local scene, and so it's a really good laugh.
Great stuff. And were you involved in music separately before you got the band together, or did you kind of just form the band? And were you in other bands is the question?
This is the first band I've been in. It's great fun so far, but I know that everyone else has kind of been in bands before.
I've been in so many bands.
Lots of high school stuff. Just sort of fun messing about with mates, that kind of thing.
Cool. Well, we're going to do a live track. What are you going to pick for your first track?
So this song's called Avalanche. It's about that person who's just, they've got no feelings, they're just so cold. And so this one is Avalanche.
Okay, take it away.
You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Don't you know your soul?
Thank you very much.
Well done. Love that track.
Hi guys.
Great track. Well done. Now, you've got a new track out at the moment as well. Your Smoke, is that the one?
Yeah, it's our newest addition to SoundCloud.
Tell us about that one.
So that's a song I wrote a very long time ago. It's about, you know, how a sound or maybe a smell can remind you of a place or a person.
Yeah, I was reading my curry house the other day.
There we go.
Exactly the same.
And sometimes, I ended a relationship with a girl and she used to smoke. And then every time I smelt someone's cigarette after that, I just always think of her. So the main line is, "Your smoke reminds me of a girlfriend."
Now
on SoundCloud.
Tell us about the songwriting. Who does that? You do the lyrics and the tracks, or do you all get involved with that?
So I usually write the main song, and then I take it to the guys, and we take it in usually a new musical direction. And Matt writes these amazing high lead guitar parts.
Stop it.
Isaac gives us all the drum fills, and Dom just takes it to the next level with his backing vocals and his bass lines. So you can really transform a song once you take it to other people.
Yeah. You were talking about the student bar earlier on. Is this the Hive Bar?
Yes, it is. It's the Hive
Bar. On the Farmer campus.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me homework. You do quite a lot there. I know you organise a lot of other bands. So I know the last time you was coming in, one of you was ill, but I know you was meant to be working that night, and you'd have come from the gig. Is that a regular gig for you? Do you have lots of different bands there? Who organises that?
I'm the main organiser, but we all pitch in. So Dom does the sound for the night. Everyone helps set up, of course, and helps get in touch with other bands. For Matt, for instance. But tell the story of how you met the Paris Grove, Matt.
Yeah, well, basically, I was at work. I work in a CEX, the game shop, and a guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, I play guitar." And, well, we got talking, and he was like, "Oh, I play drums in a band." I was like, "I'm in a band. Do you want to play this gig we're putting on?" And he was like, "Yeah." And we just ended up networking and sort of finding people to play these gigs.
Definitely, and it's a really liberating experience to put on your own gigs rather than waiting for gigs to come to you.
Yeah.
It's like we're in complete control, so it's fantastic.
And you're gigging other places as well. I know on the 1st of June you're on the O2 Academy.
Yeah, in Islington, yes.
That's going to be good in Islington, yep.
Oh, we can't wait for that. If anyone wants tickets, check us out on Facebook / Official Sway, and get in contact, and tickets are readily available.
Is that the first gig outside Brighton? Do you tend to gig? I know Brighton's big on the music scene. Do you tend to gig around Brighton, or do you like to kind of get out and about on the road?
Well, we actually had another gig in London back in January, on the 20th of January, and that one went down so well. The same company, the same sort of promotions advertising company, invited us back in June to do the June show. So we're all very excited for that. It'll be our second show outside of Brighton.
Okay, you're going to do another live track soon. You need to retune, don't you?
So we definitely need to
retune. We are going to play one of your tracks that you sent me. Which one? Is it Soul My Soul we're going to do?
Soul My Soul will be fantastic.
We'll play, let's have a look, Soul My Soul now, and we'll be back to talk to you again.
Thanks, Tony.
He said, "I've got a price to pay. If I want what I can't have, I've got a price to pay. I've got a price to pay." So I sold my soul just to let you go. Just to let you go. Yeah, we made a deal just to make it real. Just to make it real. I took a trip down below. Just to make it real. to let you go, just to let you go. Yeah, we made a deal, just to make it real, just to make it.
Yeah, done live.
Done live, yeah. Oh no, the 23rd of February actually, so it was a very recent recording.
Yeah, it's a good, great track live. Where was that? Is that the Hive?
That was at the Hive. We can do everything in the student bar. It's really a blessing.
Oh, cool. Now, the band name, it's Sway, not The Sway, is it? It's just Sway?
It's just Swayed, all capital letters.
Where did that come from?
So, Matt and I, originally it was just us two in the band, and we debated for months basically on what to call ourselves, because for ages we were just Alex and Matt. But I really can't remember how Sway came about.
I think it was like a placeholder name for a while, and then like we just couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah, I think something interesting happens, which is you choose a name and you think to yourself, oh, that's not a good name, it's really cringy, and you tell other people and they're like, oh, you should change that. But it's like when you get glasses for the first time, it looks a bit weird, but everyone suddenly gets used to it. And then so I think that's what happened with our name. Sway was a bit, you know, we'll change it eventually, but now it's just stuck.
It is always hard with names, and some bands have unusual names, and I always think it's what sounds good, but, you know, being introduced on stage, you know, someone goes, but next on stage we've got Sway. But if you've got a really long name, you've got to go, next on it's Alex, Matt, Bob, is it, you know, it's harder, isn't it? So, yeah, it's a great name.
Oh, thank you very much.
What do you listen to when you're not playing music? What's your musical genres? Do you listen to kind of similar stuff to what you play?
Sometimes I do. So our sound is kind of, you know, British indie rock through a pop filter.
Yep.
But I tend to listen to more folk, really, in my own time, and more sort of indie punk stuff.
It's unusual, but it's making a bit of a comeback, to be fair, folk music. And
yeah, it really is.
All the way around?
Well, yeah, I mean, generally, I think as a band, we just listen to so many different things. Like, I mean, it can range from anything from, I don't know, deathcore to like drum and bass, right? Who you talk to. But yeah, so we all kind of convene over indie rock a lot, and that sort of helps us decide our sound. I know me and Isaac are into the heavier side of things, like, so at every practice we're like, heavier drums, more whatever.
Always pushing for it, yeah.
Blood.
So you've been doing lots of stuff on Facebook and stuff. Have you been doing any videos? Have you uploaded videos yet of your gigs?
Yeah, we've got a YouTube channel as well. And so Dom took some videos of our first ever house band gig back in December. So they're available on YouTube. And we also recently played a half marathon down in Eastbourne, just on the seafront, as the runners went by. And that was in the freezing cold and the wet. It was really good fun. And there's a great video capturing it.
Brighton has a big music festival. I know when I go down to Brighton, they've got a lot of the bars do live music outside as well, don't they?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
So it's a big music scene. And your campus, do you have a lot of bands playing? Is there a lot from your university?
I don't think there's actually that many.
It's pretty much, so we have the Music Society, and we've been setting up that this year. And pretty much it's all the bands from I tend to come out from there, really.
That we know of. Some really good bands that we just don't know about.
Well, Battle of the Bands. You're going to play another track. What are you going to do for us next?
So this next song is called Fruit Flies.
Okay, take it away.
Here we go, boys.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, Matt.
Haven't seen the sun arise since you've been gone. Oh, you know I scream at the moon every night. Every night I knew I don't have. I don't have. I don't know if there's someone who can fix my pride. And now I'm a stranger to all I've been waiting for. And now I'm sure.
Very much.
Well done. What was that one again?
Fruit Flies.
Fruit Flies. Did you? What was the first track you played?
Avalanche.
Avalanche. What is the track? Bingo. Is that a track?
Track Bingo. That's not a track. That was for a while ago at a gig. We had to say very specific things in the live show.
How are you getting on with that one so far?
Oh God, we haven't been doing very well.
Well, I've got down here what exactly you're meant to be saying. So I've been looking out for it. So whoever doesn't say their phrase loses our weird lines are below, and I've got them here. I won't say what they are. And what have you got to forfeit then?
Not yet. It's yet to be decided.
So, and so far I haven't heard any of the lines. Am I correct?
Yeah, we've been too sensible, that's why. Yeah.
That's
I thought one of you might have just said one of the lines there. You could have quite easily nicked one in. And do you know what? When at the start of the show, I thought, shall I actually put the lines in myself without the line?
That would have been amazing, Tony.
And then you would have been going, sitting there thinking, oh no, I want to say that one earlier. That's me out of it. No, so I'm going to leave it for you to try and get them in at some point.
It's trying to work them into the songs.
I can't even remember my phrase.
Yours was so long, it was just like... So
which
long
one? Well, Matt... well, I can't tell him out in the air, can I?
We'll get to it.
When you play next track, I'll...
You know
I'll
what they say, Tony? In for a penny, out for a penny, really.
Yes, Alex, well done. That puts... no pressure on you lads now.
Yeah, no.
You've got a bite.
That was smooth as ice, Alex.
Wait, I didn't do anything. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. Whoever fails to get the lines in pays the petrol back to Brighton, yeah?
Oh.
Hey, no.
And the toll.
And lunch at, yeah.
KFC,
Burger King, or
we actually
McDonald's
got kicked out of KFC. We were there just before turning up here, and we started playing live music. Just had, you know, a quick practice before going on with Tony Smith, and the manager came up to us and was just like, "You can't do that here."
No. When he said he come, he came up and said, "Well done, give you a couple of free burgers," but he just basically kicked you out.
There was an old lady next to us who was loving it, and then the manager comes in.
It's like, McDonald's, that's why. She's loving it. Sat straight over his head. Right, back to the music. What's the goal for the rest of this year? What's your plans?
I think we want to get some solid recordings out, really.
Yeah, because you're not signed. Is that one of your goals? Try and get signed by a label?
What do you reckon, Alex?
Oh, God, I mean, I would love to have a multi-million pound record deal, not going to lie. I mean, mostly just because I think we were actually talking about this earlier. And part of what we love doing is the music. So if we can have some kind of success, that means we can get by doing music, that'd be great. And if that's being signed by a label, then that's the way we'd like to go. But right now we're having a great time just being independent.
Yeah.
And we're just loving what we're doing, really. Yeah. Doing it for the love of the music.
And Dom, how long do you think it'll take? Think of the line.
How long do you think it will take,
Dom? We're going to be gigging until the cows freeze over.
Yes! So
we're not going to stop at any point in the near future. You know, we've got London gigs planned, we've got Brighton gigs planned, we've got, you know, this radio show, of course. The point was that we'd say the lines and then we just carry on.
Yeah.
And there wouldn't be time.
Like, set you up for the lines. Yeah.
Right, so Matt's done, Dom's done, that leaves Alex. Alex is done, Matt's not done, and Isaac. So it's Matt and Isaac now. Pressure's on you to get these two lines in. If you could collaborate with a band, let's say you could go and, you know, bring another member in, or add a bit to your tune, or bring someone famous in, who would you bring in?
We did say The Killers, didn't we, a while ago?
Killers would be wicked in your sound.
I know who you choose. Easy.
Well, God, it's not like I absolutely love Oasis and Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher and everything about them.
And you don't ever shut up.
Yeah, it's not like I talk about them 24/7 and I'd love to collaborate with them.
So. Yeah, I mean, they could learn something new, couldn't they, Isaac? If you teach a man a fish, he will lead a horse to water. I mean, who come out with that phrase? That was a really hard one to get in. You wouldn't have done that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was Socrates.
That leaves Matt's last. We'll have to get to him soon. Yeah. But I think, should we do another song first?
Definitely.
What do you want to do?
So this next one's called Tokyo. Okay. And it's about missing someone. Here we go. Take it away, Matt.
We're still not over. I can see in your eyes that you're sick of waiting for the last train. A troubled lullaby. I swallow hard to choke the pain. You used to have a mocha, but shove it. Tonight you're drinking alcohol out a bucket. It hurts, you know, since Tokyo I found a four-leaf clover. We're still not over now, I'm sure, since you shut the door. I found a four-leaf clover. We're still not over. I call you late at night. You seem to have this butterfly effect. 'Cause I think that this call might make me wrap the telephone cable around my neck. I'm used to checkers, but you're playing chess. And ever since checkmate, I've been a mess. It hurts, you know, since Tokyo I found a four-leaf clover. We're still not over now, I'm sure, since you shut the door. I let you know, since Tokyo I found a four-leaf clover. We're still not over, now I'm sure, since you shut the door, I found a four-leaf clover. It hurts, you know, since Tokyo.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Is your business suffering from rising energy costs? Then you need to give O&TT Smart a call. O&TT Smart are your local clean energy consultants based in Brentwood, who could save your business up to 15% on energy costs. As well as saving you money, they can also reduce waste and make your business more environmentally friendly. Be smart. Call Tony on 07910 947735 and see how O&TT Smart can help your business reduce energy bills.
And we'll protect your plans for the future at the heart of everything we do. Even if you're just starting out in life, it's important to have your affairs in order. A few simple strategies can ensure that your home, savings and business are protected. Make us your first call for wills and trusts, care and bloodline planning, inheritance tax planning, powers of attorney, probate and deeds of variation. Call us today on 0345 894 8441 or visit willprotect.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Great laugh track that as well. Great session today. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. We had a really good time.
What you got planned for the rest of the day?
Oof, I think I'm going into town to visit my girlfriend. You two guys, are you going straight home?
I think so, yeah.
So you're not hanging around Brentwood, you're heading back to Brighton?
I'll be going to the centre of London.
Oh, right.
I'll go back to Brighton.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Trucking it back home.
Now, if people want to find out a little bit more, you have got a Facebook page with all your links on. What's that?
So that's facebook.com/official sway. And also there's Instagram, instagram.com/official_sway.
That was good. Good gig today. Really enjoyed it. Matt?
Well, I just want to say, yeah, thanks for having us. The time's gone really quickly. But you know what they say, you know how the crow flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do say that, don't they?
Yeah. The crows flies. I have not. To be fair, I haven't heard that saying, but the crows, if there was any in the trees outside, they definitely would have flown away during that set. Well done. So you all managed to get the lines out. So Matt, the crows fly when you're having fun. Dom, until the cows freeze over. That's a really weird one. Alex, in for a penny, out for a penny. Well done to you. Isaac, if you teach a man to fish, you'll starve to death. Yeah, you'll lead a horse to water. Well done.
Thank you, everyone.
I like the way you put that on Facebook so everyone could kind of tune in and find out if you actually. But you didn't set a prize or anything for them, did you? Should have done that.
Next time. Yeah. Exactly. When we come back.
Well, listen. Yeah. At least you all get the share of the petrol bill on the way home. There's no forfeits. Well, we're gonna wrap it up. Run out of time, but we're gonna play a track that you sent me. I can't play it all because it's pretty long. It's about 6 minutes long. This track, but it's called Dancing Shoes Live. Tell us a little bit about it.
So it's one of the old school sway rockers, and the reason it's so long is that we thought of a killer introduction to it when we play it live. It's all a live recording. Recorded on the 23rd of February as well, and it all started with Isaac doing a great beat on the drums, so I'm sure everyone will be enjoying it in their cars.
Okay, Sway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
Tony.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.